feel playing your first game with Moose?
I felt all right. I mean, it's obviously a different game here than in Sweden, but I felt pretty good.
How do they make you feel welcome?
Oh, the guys have been really good to me. I mean, the first day I got here, almost every guy got up to me and said, how are you, and welcomed me really good, the staff too. So I'm really excited to be here.
In terms of an adjustment, you know, we often talk about the adjustment from a European ice to the North American game. How did you feel that the adjustment went for you in your first one?
I think it went all right. I thought it was going to be a bigger difference, to be honest, but I think there's surely a difference. But I think that I adjusted pretty good. Obviously, there's some things you want to change, but I think I did pretty good.
From what I noticed upstairs, you seem to have no concerns voicing your opinion on the bench, on the ice, being direct with players. So clearly, hockey's hockey. You're still able to play the game regardless of where it is.
No, that's true. I mean, as you said, hockey is hockey, and it's everywhere all over the world. And I just want to feel the guys comfortable on the ice, so a lot of talk, I think, helps out a lot.
Is there any more nerves coming into a team that's, you know, clinched the playoff spot last night, and now they're making their first playoff run here when they're back here in Winnipeg?
Yeah, I think so. I was a little bit nervous, to be honest. Waking up, woke up early and couldn't fall asleep again. Thinking a lot about the game, but once the first shift was over, I think I was all right.
So you were drafted in 2016, like we talked about, and you were fought by the Jets and get your first opportunity to play in front of a Winnipeg crowd. What was it like playing at the Bell MTS place?
It was unreal. I was so excited to play in this big arena, and the fans, the kids were awesome today, so I think it was really nice.